There was a frozen tree that I wanted to paint, but the shells came down, and in Vegas, looking across at a green sunshade at 3:30 in the morning, I died without nails, without a copy of the Atlantic Monthly. The windows screamed like doves moaning the bombing of Milan, and I went out to live with the rats. But the lights were too bright, and I thought maybe I'd better go back and sit in a poetry class. A marvelous description of a gazelle is hell. The cross sits like a fly on my window. My mother's breath stirs small leaves in my mind. And I hitchhiked back to L.A. through hangover clouds, and I pulled a letter from my pocket and read it, and the truck driver said,
"What's that?"
And I said, "There's some gal up north who used to sleep with Pound. She's trying to tell me that Hilda Doolittle was our greatest scribe." "Well, Hilda, give us a few pink Grecian gods in with the chinaware." But after reading her, I still have 140 icicles hanging from my bones.
"I'm not going all the way to L.A.,
the truck driver said. "It's all right," I said. The Kala lilies nod to our minds, and someday we'll all go home together.
"In fact,"
he said,
"this is as far as we go."
So I let him have it. Old withered whore of time, your breasts taste the sour cream of dreaming. He let me out in the middle of the desert. To die is to die is to die. Old phonographs and cellars, Joe DiMaggio magazines in with the onions. An old Ford picked me up 45 minutes later. And this time,